You are listening to KWVA Eugene.
Seppe! Da che una spinta a quella gondola!
Da di da 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 di da 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 di da di da 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 di da da di da da di da da.
And welcome to a special Mother's Day episode of The Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you till noon, as always. Thank you there, Lane, for all the kind words. You know, some of you that like The Hangover should tune in a little bit earlier and hear some of the mashed potato milkshake show. There's always a lot of surprises on there. So, what do we have going on today? Today, I'm doing just a straight show. Well, not so straight. We're doing Mother's Day a little bit. We'll touch on that. And then the regular Mark Time show like you used to have before all these guests got in the way. I was going to interview Maxine Dunn, a singer-songwriter, composer from Liverpool, but we're having phone problems. That's why you will not be able to get through on the phone to call me here at KWVA, so it'll just be me and the microphone and you. So let's have kind of an easy morning, shall we? I left the video camera at home. I'm not filming this episode for the upcoming TV show. I'm just going to be spinning some tunes and hanging out by myself in this little box and thinking about you here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my little Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming. Hope and trust that I'm not late. Mammy. My little Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy, oh, sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's. My little mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My mammy.
Back through the years I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
All right, we're listening to something called Crystal. And what this is glass music. It's music played on the glass harmonica by a guy named Dennis James. And this is the Adagio in C major. And it's beautiful stuff. Produced by Linda Ronstadt, of all people. Before that, Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colors. And started out with Al Jolson, Mammy. I was telling you during Record Store Week a few weeks ago that Mammy by Al Jolson was one of those records that my mom had, and it was a 78. We had the old Victrola upstairs in the old hallway. over at 34 Orange Terrace, West Haven, Connecticut. And I'd go up there and I'd play the records and, you know, I was like, what, 6, 7 years old. And inevitably I'd end up breaking my mom's favorite 78s. But you know what was cool about my mom was she, you know, you think she'd go ballistic or something because I was breaking her records. And she was real kind about it. She liked the fact that I enjoyed music. And if anybody that knows me, the Reverend Mark Time, knows my appreciation of art and music, I get that from my mom.
There's something by the Lord that's mighty sweet, child. Yes, it is. Lord, something by my Jesus that's mighty sweet. Trouble in mind, stand and wonder, mother ever hear me cry. She told me that something, son, about my tears. Yes, it is kind of sweet, child. Let me tell you when I lost my mother, lost the best friend ever had. You know my heart, everybody know my heart, child. Believe my heart, but I'm down in sorrow. Yes, it was. And my soul, good God Almighty, feeling kind of bad. Lord, have mercy now. That's the time I just took it. Do you believe I took it home to Jesus? Yes, I did die. Oh, now. I know there's something, yeah, but my Jesus, hey, mighty sweet child.
So anyhow, that's the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, and just playing that for my mom wherever you are. I lost my mom in 1983 due to cancer. And I think about her every day. And this set's dedicated to you, Mom. A few weeks ago, I had a group called the Moyer Sisters on the air. They had a hit back in 74, their first hit. It was a song written by Jean Moyer, and it was about her mother. And it's called Good Morning, How Are You?
Thank you. I've been rummaging through a basket filled with relics of the past. One by one, I turned them idly until I found at last, wrapped in a piece of homespun and laid away with care, the dingy old steel thimble that my mother used to wear. Oh, what a flood of memories sweeps in upon my soul as the coarse and faded covering I carefully unroll. And dim with dust of useless years, I see before me there the battered old steel thimble that my mother used to wear. Rough with the toil of mother love in cheerless days of yore, it was the only ornament those dear hands ever wore, and I tenderly caress it as a treasure rich and rare, this precious old steel thimble that my mother used to wear. Companion of her widowhood, a faithful friend for years, made sacred by her patient toil and sanctified by tears. No costly gem that sparkles on the hand of Lady Fair could buy the old steel thimble that my mother used to wear. In a quiet little churchyard, she has slumbered many a year. Yet in this holy hour, I seem to feel her presence near and hear her tender benediction as I bow in grateful prayer and kiss the old steel thimble that my mother used to wear. The memory of my mother shall be a beacon light to guide my wayward footsteps in the path of truth and right. The key that opens heaven's door, if I ever enter there, will be the old steel thimble that my mother used to wear.
Bridge club each Tuesday night, he goes out for
Yes, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. No, that we're not listening to Snap, Crackle, and Pop. The show, which is heard every Friday morning, 8 to 10, with the incredible Craig Lev. Thank you, Craig, for all the support. No, I'm talking about this record. On Rondolette Records, The Organ at the Roxy by Perry Burgett and his orchestra. I just love these old records. Yes, sir, what did we hear? We heard Mrs. Miller, Queen of the House. Minnie Pearl from the Grand Ole Opry, Mother's Thimble. Started out with the Moyer Sisters. Good morning. How are you, my Facebook friends? Reverend Mark Time, Sunday morning hangover here. If you're trying to call, the phones are down. Let's talk a little bit about Mother's Day, started by Julia Ward Howe in Boston in 1870. Why did she start this holiday? Because it was shortly after the Civil War, and she saw all the dead boys coming home, all the dead bodies, and Mother's Day was started as an anti-war statement, a sort of a movement, saying no more war ever again. Well, unfortunately, that hasn't panned out. But I hope that on this Mother's Day, you'll remember that, you know, every mother has a son and a daughter, and why do we send them off to get killed? Why is that? Anyways, enough waxing poetic here. Let's get a little bit crazy. I've got this CD by Moms Mabley, and if you remember Moms Mabley, she was a great comedian, but she was a heck of a singer, too. Here's Moms Mabley.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. You smiled at me and you really ease the pain. The dark days are gone, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, my love. Sunny, thank you for that sunshine bouquet. Thank you for that love that you brought my way. I know you gave me your all and all. Now I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the fact. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was born when you held my hand. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Ah, Sunny, thank you for that smile on your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flowed with grace.
A year, 7 days a week,
24 hours a day, 60 seconds a minute.
Mother's work is never done.
And so we thank you, Mother, because we realize only too well that
there's no other like your mother.
Like your mother. I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I growed up, of the days, both good and bad. My overhauls was hand-me-downs, and my shoes was full of holes. And I used to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain and the sleet and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need. But all he ever got was a badland farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once. 'Cause when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song. I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. And come morning, rock of ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy'd reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it. Read it loud and long. And all of us felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess. Then Bob, then Tommy, then Dan. Then Dad's hair was turning white. I had to be Mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back growed weak, Mother's faith growed strong. And them were the greatest days of all when Mama sang a song. I guess the house is still standing. I don't get back much no more. No voices left to fill them halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mama sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe this world's a better place, because one time my mama sang a song.
Yes, from one Walter to another here on The Hangover. This is Walter Wanderley with Mar Amar. Almost like Ma Amar, but Mar Amar. We heard Walter Brennan before that. Another Walter. Mama sang a song. Do you remember Walter Brennan? There, Paul. And let's see. Before that, we heard a golden record. It's like a kid's record. There's No Other Like Your Mother. Now, I've played that Mr. T song like every year for the last 7 years, but I'm not doing it this year. And we started out with Moms Mabley with Sunny. This is the ever so sunny Sunday morning hangover. And Reverend Mark time here. I'm getting a little bit tired of the mama songs, but I got some pretty weird ones. One more set of mama songs, including one for you, Katie. I know you're going to enjoy it. So let's just get right into it.
Bye. Really?
I mean, it's a grown-up subject. Know what I mean?
Right.
Mommy, 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 mommy,
mommy,
mommy,
mommy,
mommy.
Mummy, Mummy, I've had a nasty dream, Mummy.
Mummy,
Mummy, I'm frightened, Mummy.
Mummy,
I've had a nasty Mummy. Dream.
Mummy,
Mummy, come in here, switch the light on.
Mummy,
switch the light on, Mummy. I'm frightened. I've had a nasty dream, Mummy.
I love you, Mummy.
It's a nightmare.
Mummy.
Oh. Mummy.
Mummy,
oh, hold me, Mummy. I'm frightened, Mummy.
Mummy.
Oh, Mummy, hold me.
Mummy.
Oh, your hands are so cold,
I
Mummy.
Love you, Mummy.
Oh, warm your hands up
Mummy.
A bit. Oh,
Mummy.
Oh,
I love you.
Hold
Mummy.
Me, Mummy.
Mummy.
Kiss me, Mummy. I need.
Mummy.
Oh.
Mummy.
Oh, oh, Mummy.
Mummy.
Stop sticking your tongue in my mouth, Mummy.
My little boy was going to sleep, said his prayers, even counted his sheep. During the night he couldn't sleep well, so a bedtime story I tried to tell. I'll tell you Goldilocks.
No, Mommy.
Little Red Riding Hood.
No, Mommy.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll delight and tell me what you told my daddy last night. I beg you, please. Mommy, I'll delight and tell me what you told my daddy last night. Love you so, that's what Mommy said, but the angel still would not go to bed. Can Mommy get you something to drink? Mommy's darling boy is thirsty, I think. You want some water?
No, Mommy.
I'll squeeze you an orange.
No, Mommy.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll delight and squeeze me like you squeezed my daddy last night. I beg you, please. Mommy, I'll delight and squeeze me like you squeezed my daddy last night. Close to my heart, I hugged him so tight, but my honey lamb would not say goodnight. So I whispered, be a good boy, I'll give you a sweetie, maybe a toy. I'll give you a candy.
No, Mommy.
You want a penny.
Mm-mm.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll delight and give me what you gave my daddy last night. I beg you, please. So I'll delight and kissed him like I kissed his daddy last night. I'll go to sleep now. So I'll delight and kissed him like I kissed his daddy last night.
Knows in a second life we all come back sooner or later. As anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you all may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star, a 1928 Porter. That's my mother, dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother car. My mother car.
All right, that was a weird set, and that concludes our Mother's Day set for today. We're listening to Gordon Kenyon riding the rails here. That was theme to My Mother, the Car. Before that, okay, I was having a little bit of fun there. Pardon me. Mickey and Sylvia, Mommy Out the Light. Mickey and Sylvia did that song, Love is Strange, written by the great Bo Diddley. This is from one of their other albums. Which one was it? Mickey and Sylvia, Love is Strange, Golden Classics edition. A lot of great stuff. Before that, a band called Pato, featuring the drummer who later on went to the Ruddles. Pato doing Mummy, Mummy, and Slade doing Mama, We're All Crazy Now. Started out with the theme to The Wonder Woman Show, dedicated to the great Katie Auberg. All right, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover, and it's now time to give away tickets. But how am I going to give away tickets when the phones are busted? That's for you to figure out. I have, first of all, let's talk about what I'm going to play next. This is going to clear the decks. You'll probably want to get out of the room for a while for this next track because it's so very interesting. It's something my friend Lane from the show before me, he wanted to hear it. I have this crazy CD here. It's called The Complete Beatles in 1 hour. Some guy took every Beatles album and compressed it as far as speeding it up to 1 hour. Well, I'm not going to play it in an hour of that, okay? But the track I edited out of that is the complete Sgt. Pepper's record in 5 minutes. Do you want to hear Sgt. Pepper's in 5 minutes? If you do, stick around. If not, maybe you could just take a break right here. More Hangover a little bit later. But the first two people that can call the office here, and I'm not giving the office number, you're going to have to figure out what the KWVA office number is, will get tickets to see Toots and the Maytals May 19th at McDonald Theater. The first two calls in the office. Here we go, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper in 5 minutes. I'm going to go to the hospital. We have two winners. Thank you. There you have it, Sgt. Pepper's by the Beatles in 5 minutes. Thank you very much for calling in and winning tickets to the incredible Toots and Maytal show, May 19th. We've given them all away. I had six pairs that I've given away over the last few weeks. I want to thank the McDonald Theater for letting that happen. And thank you all, you lovely listeners, for paying close attention. This is the Reverend Mark time.
Monkey rocket.
Hey!
Monkey rocket.
Hey!
Monkey rocket.
Hey!
Monkey rocket.
Wow!
Monkey rocket.
Hey!
Monkey rocket. Monkey rocket.
Hey!
Monkey rocket.
Bap, 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 bap man, what a swine. So I called reception, but to no avail. That's why I'm telling you this sorry tale. It went bang, I said shut up. It went bang, I said bring up. Well, I'm aware that the guy must do his work, but the part of a man drove me berserk. He said, Captain, I said what? He said, Captain, I said what? If you don't work, you get no pay. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, where the girls I like most are the ones undressed. Well, hello, Adam, where you been? I said, stand aside, cause I'm a feeling mean. I had a gun full of you and I'm a feeling bad, but you're an ugly old pirate and ain't I glad. He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what you want?
He said, Captain, I said, what?
He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what you want? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what you want?
He said, Captain, he said, what? He said, Captain, he said, what? He said, Captain, he said, what? He said, Captain, he said, what?
He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what? He said, Captain, I said, what you want?
He said, Captain, he said, what?
Yes, the incredible Captain Sensible says what? You are listening to KWVA. This is the end of Side 1 of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Stay tuned for Side 2 of the Sunday Morning Hangover after these.